Newsflash. Local. St. Lucia opens embassy in Taiwan, first in Asia. St. Lucia opened an embassy in Taiwan on June 4th, the Caribbean country's first in Asia, in an attempt to strengthen bilateral ties. The inauguration ceremony was presided over by St. Lucia Prime Minister Kenny Anthony, who recently visited Taiwan. The ceremony was also attended by various other St. Lucia officials. Also present were Taiwan's Foreign Minister David Lin, Taiwan's Ambassador to St. Lucia James Chung, and other Taiwanese foreign affairs officials. "We've decided to strengthen our bilateral relations," St. Lucia's Minister for External Affairs, International Trade, and Civil Aviation Alva Baptiste said at a reception marking the opening of the embassy. "Having a presence in Taiwan will help advance bilateral ties," he added. "The embassy will be tasked with promoting foreign investment in St. Lucia," Baptiste said. "The St. Lucian government is in the process of appointing an ambassador who will arrive in Taiwan soon," Baptiste said, but he did not disclose a name. One-handed basketball players inspire fans in Taiwan. Three one-handed basketball players from the U.S. and Taiwan demonstrated their skills in front of local fans and showed them that one can succeed despite adversity. Kevin Lowy and Zach Hodgkins from the U.S. and Taiwanese player Fan Hung Hao teamed up to play three-on-three games with local teams in Kaohsiung in front of a packed crowd of enthusiastic fans. The audience cheered loudly as the three players with disabilities shot, dribbled, and even dunked the basketball, and many fans said they were inspired by the team's skills to practice harder in the future. Lowy, a 211-centimeter tall center whose left arm ends at the elbow, was the first one-armed player to compete at the Division I level in college basketball, while Hodgkins is a guard for the University of Florida basketball team. Fan, a student at Ming Chuan University, was born with one hand but has developed into an excellent player and has even received coaching from NBA star Kobe Bryant. International. South Korea strengthening measures to stem MERS. A seventh person in South Korea has died of the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS virus, as the government announced that it was strengthening measures to stem the spread of the disease and public fear. Around 100 people have been infected by MERS since last month in the largest outbreak outside the Middle East. Acting South Korean Prime Minister Choi Kyung-hwan said that there is no reason to believe that the virus will spread significantly further in the country. So far, all the MERS cases have been hospital-associated, and there has been no case of an infection in other social settings. "We think we have a chance at putting the outbreak under total control," Choi said. While the virus has no vaccine, health experts say it spreads through close contact with infected people and not through the air. The UN Health Agency has reported that there's no evidence yet in South Korea of sustained transmission in the community. UK royals release first official Princess Charlotte photos. Britain's royal family has released the first official photos of month-old Princess Charlotte, photographed by her mother in the arms of elder brother Prince George. Kensington Palace issued four images on June 6th, taken by the Duchess of Cambridge in mid-May at Anmer Hall, the family's home in eastern England. They show Charlotte propped on a pillow, cradled by George, who turns 2 in July. Charlotte wears a white sweater and the prince is dressed in a white top trimmed in blue. Britain's royals have been photographed by some of the world's leading photographers, but Prince William and Kate are continuing a more informal tradition that began 2 years ago with the first official portrait of Prince George, taken by his grandfather Michael Middleton. Charlotte was born on May 2nd and is fourth in line to the throne. Buzzwords in the news. To capsize. Rescuers pulled a small number of survivors to safety from a cruise ship that capsized during a storm on China's Yangtze River, with 458 people aboard. Corruption scandal. Amid a corruption scandal, Sepp Blatter said he will resign from his position as FIFA president and called for a fresh election to find a successor. Transgender. Caitlyn Jenner, formerly known as Bruce Jenner, made her debut as a transgender woman in the July issue of Vanity Fair.